We continue our learning. We understand Perek Yud Mishnah Beis. Shloshim Malachim Va'arba Hedyotos Elahem Chelek L'Olam Haba. There are three kings and four regular people, non-kings, who have no chelek in Olam Haba because they destroyed the foundations of Emuna, as we will see. Shloshim Malachim. Who are these three kings? Yeravam. So that's the first one. Yeravam in Malachim Aleph. Perek Yud Gimel, the pasuk says, "Vahibi davar azel lechatos beis Yeravam ulahachid ulahashmid me'al pnei ha'adama." So that double language, lechachid is destruction in Olam Hazeh, and lahashmid is destruction in Olam Haba. So that's Yeravam. What about Achav? We speak about it. Says in Malachim Aleph, Perachav Aleph, "Vehchrati la'Achav mashtin bekir ve'atzur ve'azuv bi'Yisrael." Atzur is in Olam Hazeh, and Azuv, abandoned, in Olam Haba. The Gemara says that the following language, Kalos she'asa Achav kechamur she'asa Yeravam. Who was worse? Achav was worse. The lighter averus that Achav did were equal to the chamuros, the more severe averus that Yeravam did. So why then does the pasuk say constantly Achav? We always, when it comes to the Malchi Yisrael, who were sinners, who are over the Avodah Zarah, we always somehow link their Avera to that of Yeravam. Like the phrase in many places, Lo Sar Mikol Chatos Yeravam. He didn't move at all from the Averos of Yeravam. So why are we always mentioning Achav and others? Oh, it was always, they never went astray from that which of Yeravam did, meaning they were sinners as well. That's because he was, the Gemara says, in Sanhedrin, Kuv Beis and the Beis, Mibnei Shehu Tchila L'Kalkala, because Yeravam was the one who started. So far we are on this list that the Malachim who have no chelek Olam Haba is Yeravam, based on the pasuk lahachid ulahashmid, Achav, based on the pasuk atzur ve'azuv, and Menashe. That's Malachim Beis Perachav Aleph. It says Vayas Harabeinu Hashem Kasher Asa Achav Melech Yisrael. So this connects Menashe and actually not to Yeravam but to Achav. And the Gemara learns, just like Achav has no chelek Olam Haba, so too Menashe has no chelek Olam Haba. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, he disagrees. Menashe yesh lo chelek Olam Haba, because he did tshuva, as the pasuk says, Shadei Amar, this is in Divrei Hayom and Perek, Divrei Hayom and Beis, Perek Lamed Gimel. Pasuk says, Vayis palel elav, vayeoser lo, vayish matchin aso, vayishadei Yerushalayim lemalchuso. So it sounds like that he davened to Hashem, and Hashem listened to his tefillah, and he was forgiven for his sin, and he has a chelek Olam Haba. So Omulo, the Chacham said, Rabbi Yehuda, you have to read that pasuk carefully. It says, "Vayishivei Yerushalayim u'Malchus." Hashem may return Menashe to his Malchus, but Malchuso Hashivo v'lo chelek Olam Haba. So his tshuva was not shlema; it was because of fear, and therefore his Malchus he was able to return to, but Olam Haba he lost. Arba. So those are three Malachim: Yeravam, Achav, and Menashe. Arba Hedyotos, three non-malachim. Number one is Bilam. The Gemara said, based on the pasuk, the Gemara says, Tamos nafshi mos yisharim usi'i acharisi kamo. This is in Parshas Balak, Pamim Yochav Gimel. So the Gemara says, what does it mean? So the Gemara says like this, Im tamos nafshi mos yisharim, if I die, said Bilam about himself, a regular misa like yisharim, like normal regular people, so tehe acharisi kamo. Then I will have my acharis, my future, I'll have a portion with everybody else. If in fact, tamos nafshi mos yisharim. But if not, if I don't die a normal death, but rather I will be killed by someone, then hinini holech la'ami, that's the end, that's the next phrase. And in fact, what is holech la'ami? That's to Gehenim, Sanhedrin and Kuvhei and Maral of the Gemara says, and we see from here that potentially Bilam would have had a chelek Olam Haba, Olam Haba, Because Chasidi Umos Olam do have a Chelek Olam Haba. But Bilam was clearly not from Chasidei Umos Olam, not one of the pious of the nations of the world, and therefore he had no Chelek Olam Haba. Who else is on this list? The Doeg. Doeg was the one who spoke Lashon Hara about David and was the cause, based on that, to the death of the Kohanim of the city of Nov, as we discussed in Shmuel Aleph Perichot Beis. And regarding Doeg, the Pasuk says in Tehillim, Perek Nun Beis, Bivo Doeg ha'adumi vayagev l'sha'ol vayomer lo, ba David el Beis Achimelech. And what does it say about Doeg? Gam keli tatzcha la netzach. Hashem will cut you off forever, for eternity. V'sharashcha me'eretz chayim, and your root from eretz chayim, that's reference to olam haba. V'achi tofel, and the last one on the list, who advised Avshalom against David, and regarding him it says in Shmuel Yud Zayin, v'yechonek v'yamos, and we derive from there that in fact this is even for olam haba. And v'geichazi, and Gehazi as well, who's the Nar of Elisha Hanavi, Malachim Beis Perek Hey. And the Gemara says that he was Mevazi, he disgraced Talmidei Chachamim, and was Zechote Machtei Asarabim. The Gemara says Naf Kuv Zayin Mevaz in Maseches Sanhedrin, and therefore he also has no chelek olam haba. So, out of the Hedyotos who have no chelek, we have Bilam, Doeg, Achitofel, and Gehazi. Just to give a little more information about these Hedyotos, take Doeg as an example. This is when David was running away from Shaul, as he did for a long time. He went to the city of Nob, that was the city of Kohanim, and Achimelech, who was the Kohen, gave him food and helped him out. Well, one of the Avotim of Shaul, who knew about this, told Doeg about this, and what Achimelech, that Achimelech was helping David out, and therefore when Shaul found out about that from Doeg, that Lashon Hara, he said that all the Kohanim of Nob should be killed. And this was, in fact, Doeg did this, that was done directly. The Lashon Hara was the cause of Shaul deciding that it should be killed, but Doeg was the one who killed them. Achitofel was, he was an advisor to David, and the Gemara speaks about him in a very praiseworthy way. But once Absalom began to rebel against his father, Achitofel joined him, and therefore Achitofel as well, he was involved in that. He even said he would kill David himself by joining Avshalom. And the language once again, vayechonek vayamos, we learn that he has no chelek in olam haba as well. What about Gehazi, and what did he do? So there are different explanations. One is that he attached iron plates to the Eglei Zahav of Yeravam. Speaking of Yeravam, put one Egel Zahav in Dan and one in Beisel, and somehow he was able to lift the calves off the Eglei Zahav off the ground. Of course, there were magnets on there, and the main people think that there were some that these were actually gods. And therefore, he was the cause Chotei Umachtei Sarabim in a very real way. We begin the next Mishnah, Perek Yud, Mishnah Gimel, Dor HaMabul in Lehem Chelok HaMaba. Dor HaMabul, they are not only have no chelek in Olam Haba, it says, Ve'ein Omdin Badin. What does Ein Omdin Badin mean? So here it means that they will not going to stand for the final judgment. This is after Tchias HaMesim, when there's going to be a Din V'cheshbon for everybody. This is when the Tzadikim are going to begin in Schar, and the Rishayim are going to be punished. This is discussed mentioned actually in Daniel in Perek Yud Beis. So Mishnah is telling us that yes, the people of this time, the Dor HaMabul, they were Rishoim, and they have no Chelek Olam Haba. But to have an extra punishment, which is during this final judgment, during the Hamada Bedin that's going to take place after Tchias HaMesim, they're not going to get, they already received their punishment of the Mabul itself and the loss of Olam Haba, and that's going to be enough. So how do I know this? How do I know Sher Olam Haba? So Lo Yadon, Pasuk says in Bereishis Vav, Lo Yadon Ruchiva Adam La'olam. So what do I learn from there? My ruach, my spirit, will not judge man forever. This is what's mentioned after the Mabul. Lo din v'lo ruach. Oh, so that's what it means. On the one hand, lo yadon. Mean I'm not gonna. They're not gonna stand for judgment. But on the other hand, lo yadon ruchi. They're not gonna have my ruach either. They're not going to have this spirit in order to live with the tzaddikim who do have a chelak olam haba. So they have lo din. But on the other hand, v'lo ruach no olam haba. Dor haflaga ein lehem chelek olam haba. This was the people of Migdal Bavel. How do I know they have no chelek olam haba? Shneamar pasuk says vayofetz Hashem osam misham al pnei chol haaretz. Hashem scattered them vayofetz Hashem osam. That's b'olam hazeh. And then the pasuk says misham hefitzam Hashem. Why the redundancy? That's olam haba. What was the chait of the Dor haflaga? So the Gemara assumes that they wanted to rebel against Hashem. They said Hava Nifne Lotu Ir Umigdol Varoshoba Shamayim, and the Gemara assumes they wanted to go up to the Rakia, their understanding of it, and take axes there until they can have all of the water that's in the Shamayim come down, and there'll be no more water for there to be a marble, and therefore they could sin in every way that they like. This is Sanhedrin Kuftes Omad Aleph. And therefore, as the pasuk says, "Vayafet zosam olam hazeh," they got scattered. Umishal levit samasham, that redundancy, that's olam haba. Anshei Sodom elhem mechilek olam haba. Shnei amar anshei Sodom roim v'chatoim l'Hashem od. Roim, the Mishnah says, is ba'olam hazeh v'chatoim l'olam haba. So the Gemara has that roim is gufam and chatoim v'mamonam. They were bad using their own body for averos, and chatoim their money as well. But the Mishnah learns roim v'chatoim is referring to the onus, the punishment. Olam hazeh and olam haba. Aval omdim b'din. Which this means that they're even worse than the dor hamabul, because they will have hamada b'din after tchias mesim to be punished. Rabbi Nechemya Omer, elu v'elu ein omdim b'din. Rabbi Nechemya says, no, even Anshei Sodom will not have this hamada b'din, this final judgment after tchias mesim, just like dor hamabul will not have. Shnei amar al kein lo yorkumu rishoim b'mishpat v'chatas v'chatoim b'adas tzadikim. This pasuk, this is Tehillim Perek Aleph. It means that the Rishon will not stand but for judgment. V'chatoim and the sinners, ba'adas tzadikim, in the council, in the gathering of the righteous. So what do we learn from these two phrases? Al kein lo yukum Rishon ba'mishpat. They will not have final judgment, the Rishon, zedor hamama. V'chatoim ba'adas tzadikim, and the sinners will not be ba'adas tzadikim, elu anshei Sodom. What does it mean, they'll be ba'adas tzadikim? So we're supposed to understand the pasuk like this. The phrase Al Kein Lo Yokumu Rishoim Vamishpat. So Al Kein Lo Yokumu, that means this Mishpat is the Rishoim of the Anshei Dor HaMabul will not be included in Mishpat, and the Chatoim Ba'adas Tzadikim as well. The Chatoim, those who are sinful, in the congregation of those who are righteous, that's the people of Sodom. So not only will the generation of the Mabul not have Mishpat, but we assume that they go together. This Lo Yokumu, Rishoim Mishpat, and Chatoim are all together. They're not going to be maybe amongst the righteous, but not going to have the mishpat, the final judgments. Amalo, the Chachamim said to Rabbi Nechemya, no, that's not the way to understand the pasuk. All it means, the people of Sodom are not going to be in judgment with the rest of the tzaddikim. Aval omdim badas rishoim, which means that they will be judged. They're not going to be with the tzaddikim, but they will be amongst the rishoim. So that pasuk could imply just the opposite. That in fact, they're not going to be ba'adas tzadikim, they'll be ba'adas rishoim, which means for the final judgment. Then the Mishnah says, Meraglim elehem chelok al haba. The Meraglim, where do we see they have chelok al haba? Shenema vayamusu ha'anashim motziei dibas ha'aretz b'maygefa lefnei Hashem. So what do I learn from here? So it says, according to some, b'maygefa lefnei Hashem, there's no misa lefnei Hashem, must be olam haba. They're going to be the magefa, the plague, is going to be lefnei Hashem, which means they're going to be punished, that they'll know they're not going to have olam haba, they're not going to be within Hashem's midst. And the Mishnah here says, Vayamusu b'olam hazeh, b'magefa, that is olam haba. Some explain that the source of the olam haba is the fact that it doesn't say Vayamusu b'magefa, it says Vayamusu first, and then it describes who died? Ha'anashim motziei dibas ha'aretz, those who spoke lashon hara by the land. And then it says b'magefa. So Vayamusu, why are you separating the two? Because Vayamusu is one thing and magefa is something else. Okay, and the others learn that it's based on the word of the phrase lefnei Hashem. Dor hamidbar elam chelok amaba vein omdin bedin. On the one hand, dor hamidbar have no chelok amaba, but they won't have that final judgment after tchias hamesim. Shnei amar pasuk bamidbar yudalet bamidbar hazeh yitamu. They'll be finished off. Visham yamusu and they will die. So that double language is that they're going to die physically, and sham yamusu as well. They're not going to have olam haba. Those are the words divrei Rabbi Akiva. That's Rabbi Akiva says. That's the Omer, Alem Hu Omer. It says in Tehillim, in Perek Nun, this is a reference to the Dor HaMidbar, Isfuli Chasidoi Korsei V'Risi Alei Zavach. this gather for me, chassidai, the chassidai, my pious ones. What's korsebri? See, those who made a covenant with me, alei zavach, with karbanos. When we bring karbanos zivche shlamin in parashas mishpatim, vayizbechuz zvachim l'shlamin l'mifnei Hashem. This is the end of Matan Torah. Vayikach Moshe sadam vayizrak alam. And what did he say? Hinei dam habris asher karas Hashem imachem. So no, if it refers to the fact that even those who were Dor HaMidbar, as much as they may have sinned, nonetheless, although Rabbi Kiva says they have no chelek olam haba, Rabbi Eliezer disagrees. It says those who were around at Matan Torah, it says the chassidoi, and that we were part of the bris with Hashem, they have a chelek olam haba. Adas Korach, Eina Asida La'alos, the congregation of Korach, they're not, those who rebelled against Moshe and Aaron, they'll not in the future be elevated from the depths where they were buried, Shneamar, Vatechas Alehem Ha'oretz, and that's Bolom Hazer, covered by the ground in this world, Vayavdu Mitocha Kahol, that double language, they'll be lost from the congregation, that's the Lom Haba. Divrei Rabbi Akiva, where Rabbi Akiva learns, Adas Korach has no Chelek Lom Haba. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Alehem Omer, no. Regarding Adas Korach, it says Hashem Nimisim Lechayer Borid Shol Vayol. This is a pasuk in Shmuel Aleph, part of Tfilas Chana. Hashem is Nimisim Lechayer. Yes, but Borid Shol, those who go down to the Shol, to the depths, and buried in the ground, Vayol, through that, that's a reference to Adas Korach. Vayol, they will be elevated. In fact, Adas Korach according to Rabbi Yezer will have a chelak olam haba. So Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yezer argue both on Dor Hamidbar and the Adas Korach. Aseres Hashvatim, that the king of Ashur exiled, discussed in Malachim Beis, Perek Yud Zayin, Einan Asidim Lachzor, they will not return from a place where they were sent into Golos. Shneamar Vayash Lichem El Eretz Acheres Kayom Hazeh, Ma Hayom Hazeh Holech V'Nechozer. What's Kayom Hazeh? They were sent off to another land, out of Eretz Yisrael, exiled. Well, what's Kayom Hazeh? Just like today, once today is over, it's no longer today. That's tomorrow, and today's not going to come back. So too, they will not come back. That is the Mishnah says. Afhem Hol. They also will go and they will not return. This means, according to Rabbi Akiva, even when Mashiach comes, sounds like, and we return to Eretz Israel, the Aseres Hashatim will join us. And this is the punishment because of the Gemara discussed in Adaf Tzadi Dalid, that because they said that they're wherever they're taken captive, that's even better than Eretz Israel. The problem is that the Nevi'im say Yechezkel, Perek. Perek Memches speaks about the fact that in the Yemos of Mashiach there will be all the Shvatim. In fact, Gad, Reuven, Manasseh all will be on the other side of will be on our side of the Yarden. So it sounds like we have all of those we have all of the Shvatim with us. So what do you mean they're not going to come back? So how would Rabbi Akiva explain that? So how do you understand the prophecy? So the answer is in Yemos of Mashiach we will. In fact, have all of the tribes, but it says vayashdichem, and they're not coming back. So that's a reference to the fact maybe when we come back in the days of Yirmiyahu, we won't identify the Shvatim in particular. They'll join Yehuda and Binyamin, but in Yemos HaMashiach, we'll eventually know who the Aseres HaShvatim are. They'll be identified, and everybody will be in their proper place to have their proper portion in Eretz Yisrael. Another explanation to reconcile this contradiction between what we read in Yechezkel and that which Rabbi Akiva says. Rabbi Akiva says the Aseres HaShvatim are not returning. You read in Yechezkel will have all of the 12 tribes back in their place, in their portions, in the days of Mashiach. It means, according to Rashi at least, that when Rabbi Akiva says that the Aseres HaShvatim are not going to return, it doesn't mean they're not going to return to Eretz Yisrael. They're not going to return to Olam Haba. They're going to lose their share in Olam Haba. But this only refers to the people who were originally sent into Golos by the king of Ashur, discussed in Malachim Beis, Perek Yud Zayin. They deserved a punishment, but their descendants, the children, grandchildren, etc., so they will have a chelek in Olam Haba. That's how we can reconcile this problem. But Rabbi Eliezer either way disagrees. Eliezer Omer, Mahayom Ma'afilu Meir, Afa Aseres HaShvatim Sha'afa Lohem, Kach Asid Lahir Lohem. Says, what does it say? It says, where did Rabbi Akiva learn this from? It says, Aseres HaShvatim are not going to return, because the Pasuk says in Parshas, in Parshas Nitzavim, Vayashlichem El Eretz Acheres Kayamaze, just like this day. They're sent away, just like this day will no longer be. So too, they will no longer exist. Whatever that means, Olam, you know, Imas Mashiach, Olam Hazeh, Days of Rimeo. That's what Rabbi Akiva says. Rabbi Yezer, it's not that what Kayamaze means. Kayamaze means just like today, what happens? It's dark and then it gets light. So too, it says Hashvatim. Life was dark for them when they were exiled, but Kachos as after Hashvatim, Sha'afalohem. There was Ophel with an Aleph. It was dark. Kach asid lahirlohem. They're destined eventually to have light. They'll be brought back from the Golos, and Kayamaze can be understood in such a way.